And with this morning's program, joining us by phone is LaVon Eblen. Good morning, LaVon.
Good morning, Jim, and good morning to everyone. Welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And last week, Jim and Kate Olson talked about Harvest Market, but I want to talk about it again. So I want to talk a bit about the recipe contest. We have more of a list of the vendors and what they will be bringing. And start out with, why would you want to come to Harvest Market on November 23rd at the Cass County Community Center, 3:30 to 7:30? Well, you're going to find lots of goodies for sure. We'll talk a little more about what possibilities there are. But the other thing is, remember, this is all local. Local produce, local baked goods, local crafts. And when you come to shop, not only will you treat yourself, you also are helping the community. You're helping the economy. You're helping all of those producers to be a part of our community. So you're really doing a good thing for the community. There is lots of research that shows how local food, locally produced whatever, baked goods, crafts, really does improve the economy. It is economic development. Usually we think of, you know, physical kinds of buildings and plants and so on, businesses on Main Street, and that's all true. But it's also true that things like Harvest Market, the farmers markets across the nation, all of those do help improve our economy. Another thing, another advantage, is that you get to see the face of the farmer, the face of the craftsperson, ask questions. We find so often, especially with produce, that people go, well, I don't know how to prepare this. Maybe I would like it, but I don't know. So those local producers always have suggestions for how you can use that produce, as well as sometimes have recipes. And at Harvest Market, you'll even get to taste some of those things. Several different ways that samples will be given out. One is that we have some, I'm going to call them chefs from high school, who are going to be preparing some recipes made from the local produce, so you can taste that. And then, of course, you can sample the results of the recipe contest. So there are several ways that you can sample and find out more about the local produce. So just going down the list of vendors, I think we're now over 20. And, of course, we want to highlight the produce, because that's one of the main purposes here. But, again, it's for everyone. So are you planning to have a green salad at your Thanksgiving dinner, either on Thursday or maybe on the weekend? Well, there will be fresh salad greens available. It still kind of boggles my mind that we can get these locally produced salad greens right now in November. And then, of course, all of the fall things like a variety of squashes, of potatoes, other kinds of vegetables. And along with that, there will be jams and some of those things produced from our local food. And then there's the whole list of baked goods. If you don't have time to make your own pie, make your own homemade bread, rolls, some other kinds of pastries, I know there will be Danish pastries there, and you'd like to add that kind of treat to your Thanksgiving plan, or maybe you're going to somebody's house and you would like to take it as a hostess gift, there will be a wide variety of home-baked products. And then the list goes on. If you'd like honey, by the way, to use either as a gift or in your own baking on your toast in the morning, there will be the homegrown honey. It's so good when it comes from our local bees doing their work. If you have a dog or you know someone who has a dog, well, there's the Barkery, who prepares healthy, homemade treats for your dog. Sometimes we kind of forget about those kinds of possibilities. If you'd like a snack on hand, you know, while people are waiting for dinner or just to relax, maybe you're just going to relax and be at home, well, there's popcorn, flavored popcorn. So that a wide variety of foods. And then there's the wide variety of handcrafted things, from rugs to to scarves, hair accessories, home decor. The list just goes on and on. Lots of jewelry. So the list is long in terms of the kinds of things you will find at Harvest Market in order to buy them for yourself or for gifts. I know last year a lot of people did some of their Christmas shopping. So that's a good opportunity. Then let's talk a bit about the recipe contest. Why would you want to enter the recipe contest? Well, some people just like competition, and that's fun. Some people want to share. They have this really great recipe, and they'd like to share it with other people. And some people maybe want to highlight that local and seasonal ingredient. That is one of the requirements of whatever is entered, is that it contain at least one local and seasonal ingredient, and that's a long list. If you grew it, or somebody else grew it or produced it, maybe it's eggs, maybe it's meat, maybe it's pumpkin, maybe it's raspberries. The list just goes on and on of the possibilities. If you say, but I don't have a source for those kinds of local products, well, you can find a list of those producers. For lots of information about the recipe contest, about the list of vendors, about the kids' activities, about almost anything you want to know about Harvest Market, maybe you'd like to be a vendor. We're still accepting vendors. There's two really good sources to go to. There's more than two, but two I want to mention. One is the Cass County Extension website. It has the forms on it. It has more information on it. And the other is the Produce in the Park Facebook. Both of those will have the forms that you need and the information you need to attend, to purchase, to enter the recipe contest, whatever it is you would like to do. Well, it's all there. Now, back to the recipe contest. There will be three judges selecting what they think is the best of market winner, and they will. The samples then will be put out, so everybody attending, whoever can get there and get in line, whenever you're there, they will help decide the favorite of the people attending. So that's the people's choice winner. If you'd like to enter, we need that registration form by November 13th. That's today. That's today. Friday the 13th, lucky Friday the 13th. And entries need to be made by the extra food by 3:30 on the 23rd. So let's get on this, pass the word around, and get some interesting things. Last year we had everything from soup to almost nuts, because we had some desserts with nuts in it. So all kinds of recipes are accepted. So get that on your list to do and join in the fun of what's happening at Harvest Market. I mentioned there will be some kids' activities. The YMCA will be having some activities, and Mommy and Me will be having some activities, maybe Cass County Conservation, and then we'll have other kinds of booths. For instance, Extension will have some booths with interesting information. The hospital, Cass County Memorial Hospital, will have information. And I think they're bringing a sample of something to taste also. I know I'm not getting the whole list out here, but keep checking online if you want to stay up to date with what's happening. And there will be coffee and water available. There will not be a meal because there's so many samples to taste, but there will be coffee and water available. And the Cass County Food Policy Council is helping to furnish that along with some volunteers, and also the council will be doing registration at the door. Also, it's just fun. Last year we had people coming and going, hey, this is so much fun to see everybody, visit with everybody, find out what's going on in the community. So be sure that you do have on your calendar Monday, November 23rd, 3:30 to 7:30 at the Cass County Community Center, which is located on the fairground, in case you're not familiar. Hopefully we'll get some folks from outside the area who'd like to come and see what the heck is going on, because it's pretty exciting. And we will welcome you and we'll keep you up to date. Remember, on the website and Facebook, you can see what's happening next to get in on the fun at the Harvest Market. Harvest Market. Remember, today is the deadline for entering the recipe contest. Until next time, here's a thought. Remember, the choices we make today affects all of our tomorrows.
How do you know if your next furnace, central air unit, or heat pump will bring you the performance and value you want? Buy a quality Lennox unit from Camlin Plumbing and Heating, a company that's been in business since 1918.